Right, okay. Tonight we're going to be learning something interesting. It's again regarding the concept of Shavu Chol Nefesh. I wonder if there is a bit of a... Okay, let's see that together. Siv Dalet, which is page 256. Okay, Einois in Mugmo. So the halach of Mugmo is as follows. There was a common post-dessert enhancement that people would make, which the Gemara in Brachos already tells us, that they would take some spices and roast the spices. That would make a very nice smell, fragrance, which would be, people would smell that. And there's a discussion in the Brachos about the bracha you'd make on it. What bracha do you make on these roasted spices, which you just smell? Just smell. Yeah, I think mugma is quite a skill to make the good mugma. You need to know how to do it. It's a combination of... No. Correct.
To blend the spices.
Yeah.
To give a nice smell. Is that to sweeten the smell of the hands that have been sort of making the dipped in various...
Oh, I don't know if there's anything connected to it, perhaps. I know that mugma was a common thing, and it's, you'd always have it after the dessert. It's like at the end of the meal. Somebody told me that in some Arab communities and societies, they still do something quite similar to that. Jews also do. All right. Okay. So, anyways, mugmo. You're not allowed to make those spices on. You wouldn't be allowed to make those spices on Yom Tov. In other words, to spread those besomim, those spices, on the coals. So to scatter those incenses, to scatter those spices on the coals is also vain. Whether you're actually smelling them, huvein, or whether legamer abayis, or whether you're just spreading this smell in the house, or yakelim, or even clothing. So if you wish to spread the smell within the house, you're not allowed to. If you spread the smell on the clothing, that's also a problem. Or whether you actually, you're not allowed to make that smell. However, but if you're doing it, in order, litain, reach, toiv, peiros, but if you're doing it not to smell it per se, it's not that you actually want to smell the spices, but what you're trying to do is to make a smell within the food, you're making the smell going into the food that you're going to be eating, then it's different. Onto the fruit, lematkon, to make it sweeter or more flavor, la'achilo, to make them improve and better flavor and taste, muta, it's permitted, afilim mefazon, even if you're scattering them on a wooden coals. So we have over here a fascinating concept that we're learning, that if you're making the coals, this mugma, on the clothes, or just generally to improve the smell of the house, that's also. But if you're making this mugma onto the food, then it's fine. What's the difference? Very good. You're saying Oichel Nefesh. So what's the difference? Why are you saying this is Oichel Nefesh and this not? Because food is mamash oichel nefesh. So I think that what you mean is right. It's very interesting halacha. So again, to make the house smell nice, there's no justification for doing that. That's not called oichel nefesh. You're not allowed to do that. My house smells nice. Oh no, just open the windows and it'll be fine. Whatever. It's not. You don't need. However, when it comes to making, that's what it sounds like, to making the food smell better. Then what happens then? That the smell of the food becomes then part of the enjoyment of the food, and that's why it becomes Oichel Nefesh, which seems to teach us something in the way we eat. It seems to be that I don't know if that's true, but it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that we enjoy the food better if it smells nice, not tastes nice, but smells nice. Is it true that we work with our smell?
Yeah,
Yeah, bakeries have special.
Oh yeah, bakeries work with that. Yes.
You don't think they smell like that naturally? Yes. They've got this special stuff to make people really happy. Yeah, really go for it.
Yeah.
Friday morning when they go to the colours to make them
really
go for
scientifically,
it.
Scientifically, I think taste works mainly with smell. There's only four primary tastes that you get through your mouth.
Right.
Sweet, sour, bitter.
And the rest go through the smell. Right.
The trade fast food restaurants as well, the trade fast food places.
They'll make the smell of the.
Oh, yeah.
They work you up on that. They wind you up. Say that again? Who has?
Maybe he's got.
Really?
Really?
Can't smell anything. Anything. I had it for a short time as well, but he came back.
Anyone got the taste?
I don't know what the answer is, but it. So the question is, so what we are seeing over here is a concept that if it's making a good smell in the house, you're not allowed to. That's not considered echel nefesh. It's also, however, if you're making the smell specifically for the food, then it's fine. Which seems to teach us and indicate that the way why that's considered echel nefesh, the smell of the food is within echel nefesh, which seems to indicate that we eat that echel nefesh food is also enjoyed, but because of its smell. The truth is, I can vaguely connect to that. When you have a really bad cold, when you're really, really bad cold, and your mamash can't smell, then the foods all taste the same. They really do. Don't know if you've experienced it. I have, and it don't really make much of a difference. Can't tell if something is burnt or raw. Pardon?
You want to enjoy it.
Yeah, you can't really enjoy it, yeah. Yeah. So I think this is an interesting yesod over here. I want to point out here the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechof Aleph touches on the following Sifkot Mechof Aleph last word of page 256 Mugma Tu Dovos She'enu Shavu Lechon Nefesh Elo Limu Nogim. So we're talking about the Mugma is actually also because it's not Shavu Lechon Nefesh, only for the Munogim, for the spoiled people, Lahuta B'Yom Tov, and it's also Yom Tov. But the Inyan Shtias, and with regards to the drinking of Titun, B'Yom Tov on Titun, I'm B'Valocha, what's that? The drinking of titun. Tabak, that's what it is. It's the smoking. Here is the halacha of smoking. It was called, and I don't know. I don't know, shtir normally means drinking. I don't know why it's called shtir. I know. I also don't know if it is considered the. I don't know why. No, it is the burning. As you can see from Bialocha, it's burning. It's not even the schnupf tabak. It is the real stuff. It is the real stuff. Lemaisa, as we mentioned yesterday, Moshe's Mikkel Beroyf Poiskim said that it's not considered Shavu Lechon Nefesh. And therefore, smoking on Yom Tov is also, according to most Poiskim. Rav Eliashiv also, especially in his later years, was very machmir, and he said that even on Yom Tov Sheni, smoking is forbidden. It's certainly not considered Shavu Lechon Nefesh because people who don't smoke, they hate the smell of the smoke. And therefore, you certainly can't say it's Shavu Lechon Nefesh, and therefore it's awesome. Now, I want to mention here also the Ramah, and then go to an interesting child as well. The Ramah says over here, but also Lischoiv Kois Mevusam al Godim, Mishum de Moilit Mohen Recha. Here, the discussion is Moilit Rach, to take something which smells nice, and positively make that smell onto clothes. By putting it there, by spreading it there, by rubbing it there, is also because of an iso moilit reach. The making of a good smell is also the truth. You find that iso, same iso on Shabbos as well, the iso of moilit reach, which literally means the creation, the making of a good smell is also on Yom Tov, just like it's on Shabbos. So this is loosely connected to what we're learning over here, because we over here were learning about Shavu Lechon Nefesh of putting the spices And we're learning that it's also in which instances mutter if you're doing it for clothes. Loosely connected to that, the Gemara carries on and says, you know what, remember as well, you've got to remember, there's another issa as well of the issa of moilid reach. The issa of moilid reach. Now, moilid reach means to make something which smells now. Now, this, the moilid reach is when we try, what the definition of moilid reach is when you're doing something which now, the, for instance, the clothes accepts a new smell, takes a new smell. I do not know the chemical explanation of that, but if you're, let's say, spritzing something or rubbing something onto a cloth, onto material, onto a shmata, that's moilid reach. So Mishnah brings the application of the esrig in Sivkot and Chavav. First, even if you've got some cloth that smells very nice already, don't put something on it which smells even better. So if you've got those sprays that smell nice, the strawberry smell of I don't know what, and you want to spray it onto the onto your socks. Yeah. So you're not allowed to do that because that's isav moilid reach. So mikol mokim esek shemunach perev yomtov ala beget esoygim smell very nice. If you put it before yomtov on the cloth, for not lememenu, you take it away. Mutar lachzir, you're allowed to put it back. Te'enu miriach yoyis bishvil kach. If the esek was placed already on the trousers, on the jacket, on the shirt before yomtov, and you're just putting it back, that's fine because it was placed before yomtov. Here the poskim can mention the shaila of the toilet, what they call the toilet, what are those called? Not the fresheners. The fresheners, the ones in the bowl. What are they called? The toilet.
When you flush it.
Yeah. Very good, very good. So let's address all of them, absolutely. So are you allowed to have those toilet, fresheners, yeah. So the poet scheme addressed three shilas within them. One is the issa of, what are you saying?
Dying.
Tzuvea, because you are making, the water is turning blue. It's not natural blue, it is, you know, it's the blue from these chemicals. So are you allowed to make, it's tzuvea, colouring the water, number one. The second issa is what we're discussing now, moilid reach, because that's physically what you're doing. These very condensed chemical substances, by triggering the water going through it, or flushing the water to go through it, it will release the particles, which is now going to, the water is going to smell nice. Moilid reach. Finally, there's an issue of memareach as well, because you're smoothening the actual, these tablets, or whatever they're called, these balls, or whatever they are exactly, by having the water going through, it's getting smoother, and therefore it's a problem of memareach as well. So, are you allowed to do that or not? So, the pashtus is certainly that all three of them are also. That's certainly the pashtus. And many poskim, if you look at the convention, from a conventional perspective, it's tzuvea, it's memareach, and it's moilid reach. It's tzuvea. Don't tell me you don't want it, because you do want it. It's all. You personally wouldn't care, but it's there, it's made for specifically for. Right. If it's clear one, it's also, yeah. So the man said, the reason why perhaps some poskim are matir is because it's an action of goma, because you're not directly, perhaps it is. Some poskim hold that it's goma, because you're not directly pouring the water onto it. You are releasing the, flushing the toilet, pulling the chain, which enables the water to go through. So you're unblocking the stopping of the water. You're disenabling the flow to be stopped. You're basically allowing the water to go through, and that therefore is considered common, and therefore that would only be with Rabbanon. Now, since it's Rabbanon, so there is another point of Kovod Abrius. Many Isuri de Rabbanon are permitted for in an instance of Kovod Abrius. The poskim discussed that the toilet is Kovod Abrius, and therefore some poskim want to say that it's a Rabbanon. For Kovod Abrius, there is room for leniency. But I think that many poets can do take a strange topic. Well, your falk is matter, you say, if it's a... So if it's not called, it's not tzuvea. So, moldeach is dabono. Yeah. Right, okay. Mishnah Berurah finishes off in Zivkot and Chof Ches. V'hu adin al-reicha. Chavzayin teaches us second last line. Mishum de moili drech. The awesome rabbonot is rabbinically also shemoili tovar chadosh, because you are creating something new. Korei vu, it is close. Lo yisem melach chadosh, to making a new melacha. So the creation of a nice new smell is rabbinically forbidden, and it's very similar to melacha which are creating physically something new, and this is just creating a new smell. Sefton chopez reicha smell vu adin. The also similarly is also awesome. Litim v'yom tov, to give on yom tov dovar shemiriach. You're not allowed to put something into the water on Yom Tov, which makes it smell nice. What would be a scenario for that? What could you put in the water that smells nice? What would you put something in the water that smells nice? Yeah. Perhaps to put flowers. Yeah. Or anything that would smell nice on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put something which smells nice into the water on Yom Tov. Yeah. So, making a drink, it's an interesting one. Does it smell nice? Right, it's an interesting question there. It's actually an interesting question. Yeah, so it's an interesting question because actually, I actually think by teas, I've experienced myself, it's interesting you're saying that, by the tea, when you get the fruit, the Wisotsky, you know those herbal teas? I think they trick you with the smell as well. And somebody once told me that, and I think that's true. Have you noticed that the smell is very different than the taste?
Yeah.
No resemblance.
I don't care for them anyway.
But if the rare occasion you do, the smell and the taste is very different.
It's diverging, yeah.
The smell, it smells very nice. Once you drink it, you say, oh, actually, one second here, what's the connection? Yeah. So I'm just wondering that perhaps your point is a very true point, that perhaps actually, but in principle, as a matter of rule, when it comes to food or drinks, we are not looking at its smell, but looking at, you know, this is the food that you're making, and therefore, if there is an additional smell that comes out now, which is very nice and very good, but that's not really what you're trying to do. Really what you're trying to do is the food, and that's okay. Yeah, and that would be within the category of Echol Nefesh. Yeah, but if you're specifically making something which smells nice, so say you want to make this herbal infusion just for the smell of it, as opposed to the taste of it, you just want the smell, then it would be awesome. It would be awesome. Good, so that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good Shabbos.